It's turning into a busy Friday. I couldn't work even if I wanted to. It's crazy.
What does that even mean?
I had an eye appointment this morning.
Okay.
Then I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm picking my dad up at the airport. Then I have track practice. So, you know, boom, 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 boom.
That is a very long day for you.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be weather rolling through at some point as well.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Weather. Weather.com.
We had a one-story tree get struck by lightning 20 feet away from our building, which is four stories.
Yesterday?
2 days ago.
Okay.
Lit some pine straw on fire. It's pretty cool. Haven't seen the video, but I'm,
you know,
I'm assuming it looked pretty cool. I still don't know how it didn't hit our building.
I was helping Jeff out last night when the weather was rolling in, and it literally hit the flagpole right behind his building.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
We were in a meeting on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So it had to be Tuesday, because we were in a meeting on Wednesday.
2 o'clock.
Watched it like kind of just roll in and just, and we were I was counting the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hit like right by maybe quarter mile, maybe less than that, and it like knocked out the traffic lights on the on the road going into base to the point where there are like flashing red and yellow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, whoo, okay.
Yeah, no, is it still 1 mile per second?
I believe so.
Because it's like one thousand, 2 1,000, then you hear it, it's like, oh, it's 2 miles away.
Yeah.
I don't think the math has changed. Has it?
No, it's you know, I mean, it's a good rule of thumb. I wouldn't say it's precise, but it's, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
If you count the number of seconds between the flashes and lightnings and the sound of thunder, then divide by five?
Oh, man.
You'll get the distance in the miles. 5 seconds equals 1 mile.
Okay. Oh.
And this is from the nationalweatherservice.gov.
Okay.
Weather.gov.
So when I got to 20, it was 5 miles away. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
And when I counted one, it was right on top of us.
It was there. It was around the corner somewhere.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, like when I didn't get to see it, but I heard it. But the thing was, I heard like a, you know, when you take two wires together and you, that's exactly what I saw right before it struck.
Oof.
Like, I was looking at him, it was the door, and I saw a little right at the top right corner of the door.
Oh.
And then, we were like, what the fuck? It was just weird.
Yeah.
We heard the lightning start to connect before it actually struck.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know what that was. Like, I was like, why is that sparking? It was lightning.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That happens.
Anyway.
My eyes are still a little dilated. That's why I'm wearing the sunglasses.
Oh, really? Oh, you had that kind of eye appointment?
Oh, yeah. It was a yearly checkup. My eyes are great.
That's good. Good for you.
I mean, my left eye sucks, but everything else is fine. It's still 20/20, mm-hmm. barely, because I can read a blur.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I always never... They've gotten better with technology, but it's still like, read this line. I'm like, I think I know what that blob looks like, so I'm going to say it.
I was like,
so dumb.
H blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little blurry. I'm going to say N. And they're like, yeah, it was an N. I was like, oh, that's good, because the H at the beginning, it was also blurry. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, how are you? Like, I'm just good at guessing letters.
Yeah. Now, if they wanted me to tell the difference between a zero and an O, they can just fuck right off.
Yeah. And I'm sure they have those in the in there to trick you up as well, but I don't know.
No, not zero and O. That'd be too mean. But they definitely try to make D and zero, D and O, and
yeah,
all of those look the same. Q.
Yeah, Q.
So, fuck Q.
But we watched the first two episodes of Andor.
Oh.
I don't think we've watched the third.
The controversy is in the third episode, but I didn't see it as a controversy.
I don't think we've watched the third episode yet.
Oh.
Because the last one that I saw was they were mutinying on the planet.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Like they were starting to fire at each other. No. They've already fired at each other.
I feel like they spent way too much time on that planet. But that's
yeah, he is off of it. He got off. He shot and he left, and that was the end of episode.
Yeah.
So I think that's the second episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that was a wasted storyline.
Yeah.
Like him being there took way too long for nothing.
Yeah.
They don't matter.
No. Well, I mean, other than the fact that it's the base, knows, it's the base on Yavin 4.
Yeah, and that his person got killed.
Yeah, and he knows that they're a rebellion cell.
Yeah, that they've mutinied each other and they don't have food and all that stuff. But, yeah, I feel like they could have either done a whole episode about that or very little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like that was throwaway.
Well, it was just to keep him off of the planet, the wheat planet.
Off the wheat planet?
Yeah, the planet where his friends are.
But he wasn't going to go there, was he?
Yeah, he was going to drop the ship off and then go back home to that planet.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't catch that. But then again, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't remember season one.
Yeah, I had some issues with that too.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I know this stuff, but it didn't stick.
But I thought
to my brain
at the end of season one they were just swimming to land.
No, he made it home.
Okay.
Yeah, he made it home, and there was a whole thing where stalker dude and blonde haired Imperial lady, were on that planet. Because he followed her there, and then she was about to get...
They made the rebellion.
Yeah, they rebelled. She was about to get... Do we want to pause while let this helicopter fly by? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
It's pretty low.
I'll start back up. But there's the stalker guy. And
that's all right.
So yeah, so there was the stalker guy and the blonde-haired Imperial lady.
Mm-hmm.
They were on his home planet. She started the rebellion. He came up behind her and was like, "Get in this room, blah blah blah." Like thought she was gonna die, and then she realized it was him, and he was saving her life. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they fell in love, and which is the weirdest relationship in the galaxy,
besides the incest.
They're not related.
Yeah, that would be the weirdest.
Yeah, but I mean, Leia only kissed him once.
True, and then they found out they were brother and sister,
and then
they
probably threw up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Han remember probably any never of let that. Him live it down.
I mean, I vaguely remember them starting the rebellion when Empire came to the place, but I don't remember it wasn't a wheat planet.
No, they had to leave their own planet. It was more of a metal planet, a binding planet that they were on. They left that and ended up as undocumented workers on that wheat planet that that Bix and her other two friends are on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's been like a year since.
Yeah.
And I guess there's going to be like another time skip after the third episode.
Really?
Yeah, another year. So this is the last season. They're only doing this season. It's going to go right up to...
Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know nothing's going to happen.
To him.
Nothing's going to happen to him.
But everybody else is fair game.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I mean, he has to fall in love with what's-her-name because don't they kiss at the end of that movie?
Urso or whatever her name was?
Well, I don't remember her name either.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like,
I think it's Jenner, so. But yeah, he doesn't meet her until Rogue One.
Exactly. So his other now girlfriend or whoever has to die.
Just she doesn't have to. She can just leave.
Sure.
Go off and do other rebellion things, like sure. the Mon Mothma's sister and the Indian girl who were in love as part of that heist team.
Mm. But, yeah.
Going off and do
it seems to be things. Pretty good.
And yeah, it's definitely picked her up right where it left off.
Mm-hmm.
So the controversial thing I don't think is that controversial.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it in like 2 weeks after you've watched it.
Fair enough.
So.
Probably, what is today? Friday?
Yeah.
We might watch it Sunday? Saturday? I don't know. Mm. I could look at my schedule. I don't know why not. Pretty free. Mm. Bandipolis this weekend.
Oh, I don't have time for that. I have to learn how to learn a dance. Second half of
the dance.
Yeah.
How's that coming?
Have to where they take the first walk break, where they change positions.
But this is in like May or June that you're.
It's playing. In June, yeah. But I'd like to at least have the part that they learned last Sunday learned before they start learning the next part.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ! This is a long one.
It could be. I mean, it was 30 to 40 seconds.
Okay. Fun stuff.
Should be.
Yeah. Did you? You didn't cut your hair yet, did you?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
There you go. Oblivion came out.
I saw that in the Discord.
Remake of 2025. Looks good. Sure. I've never played them.
Never played it.
I've never played any of the Skyrims. I've never played any of the Oblivions. It looks good. All the glitches and they pretty much kept everything the same. They just remastered it, which you're like, what does that mean? Because they made all the graphics look good. They have new voice actors, but they also kept all the flubs apparently.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I saw one video to where they were talking to an NPC, and she said the line. And then she said, oh, I can do that better. Let me try it again. And then she says the line again. And all that is in the game.
And so they did it again.
And they did it again. That, from what I understand, they kept the line flubs, but they also updated the actors. Because, in Skyrim and Oblivion, it was like every town guard is the same dude.
Yeah.
And then he is also the bandits.
It's like having Nolan North doing like 8 characters in Young Justice type thing.
So I guess they just expanded the number of people doing it, and they just said keeping the flubs. They kept in all the glitches and the not glitches, but
bitches
hacks.
Oh, okay.
Like
all of the, not really cheats, but like
getting your sneak up to 100 in the first, dungeon or something like that.
Yeah.
Type thing. They've left all of those kinds of.
It's nostalgia bait. That's what that is.
Yeah. So I mean, I might pick it up because I'm seeing a lot of videos, and I was like, okay. So you can go get a lot of stuff right off the bat for free and stuff like that. Because I just never. I mean, I like those kinds of games. I just never played those when they came out. I don't know what we were playing. Probably Halo.
Yeah.
So
we played a lot of Halo.
Yeah. So I might try to pick that up and play it a little bit. I just got to figure out which system I want to play it on. Because I can play it down here on the Xbox.
You haven't even turned that thing on.
Since we have played, what's it, Majuger?
What's it? What is that?
I don't know. Whatever game we were playing on Xbox. It wasn't Halo.
Red Dead Redemption 2?
Maybe. Maybe?
I thought that was an Xbox system ago. That wasn't the X.
I don't remember. We were playing
Series
something.
X.
Or I was playing something.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was now. I'd have to turn it on and update the system.
Cool. Update system.
Are you going to get you a Switch 2? I know we've talked about it a little bit.
But I think I'm going to wait a little bit.
I'm going to wait till it's out, actually in the country.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy a pre-order.
No. Like, I'm probably going to wait till, like, the Zelda game comes out or whatever they decide to do with it. I hope they finally remaster Ocarina of Time, but
I don't know if they will or won't. Because the... Yeah, who knows if they will.
They should.
They're doing a lot of others. They're remastering or redoing a lot of the other Zelda games, from what I understand. I don't know. Like, part of me wants to get just a fresh copy of Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Just so I have a hard copy with the updates. Because the other one is, like, Jamboree, Mario Jamboree, and a lot of other games have, like, oh, you have it for the Switch. Well, you can just buy the upgrade patch for the Switch 2. Like, it's just a firmware or whatever.
Does that mean the discs will work on
the cartridges will work. Cartridges
still work on Switch 2?
But then you're going to have on your Switch 2 the patch, so to speak, for those games, so they'll run in 4K and all that stuff.
But will you have your save data?
Maybe not. No, if it's a cloud, maybe. If you've got it saved, clouds... saves, maybe. I don't know. But, so yeah, there's those, and that's why I'm like, I don't know if I want, because if something happens, like anything could happen.
Right.
I think I would want the actual hard disk, the hard cartridge, so it automatically already has it on. You know?
Yeah.
Because if you get a second Switch or something like that, you're going to have to re-download those. Or you're going to have to pay again for the download, probably. So, at that point, why not just... I guess spend the $80 for the updated cartridge.
Right, because it'd be the cartridge, not the...
Yeah.
I don't trust digital games, man. I know most of the games I own is digital, but I know at some point I could lose the ability to play those, and that's...
Yeah.
Not the end of the world. But.
That's why I always try to buy hard copies of games that I know I'll want to play again. And digitals of, like, the 5 and 6ers.
Series X doesn't even have a drive, does it?
No, it does. Mm. They came out with two. Remember, it was the Series XS or something, or 1, Series X1. They made two. They had two come out.
I have one. I should know if it has a drive or not.
I mean, mine has a drive.
It's the square, right?
The square?
The rectangle.
Yeah.
The 3D rectangle.
Yeah.
That's like...
Okay. The tower. So, yeah, it has one. Because they made two that come out. They had the one that doesn't and the one that does. Mm. Xbox Series S. So they had that one, and then they had... Yeah, because the one that does have a drive is like $500.
Yeah.
What is Series X? I think it was like Series X S or something. All digital robot white. So this one, 1 terabyte disk drive, carbon black, disk drive, all digital robot white. Okay, they just call it, it's all the same. And it's $450, whereas a console is $5. Or
okay, yeah.
The drive is
$5. It has... Yeah, it has a disk drive. Why people are rushing to sell their Series X to GameStop right now? I don't care.
So they can buy the Switch 2?
Maybe.
Or is there a boycott now?
Who knows?
I don't know anymore. I can't keep up with that shit.
I can't either. I don't. I try not to let politics ruin my life.
I mean, there's a lot that's like, hey, boycott Target. And I'm like, well, I don't shop there, so.
Boycott Walmart's a big one right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's all stupid.
Mm.
Bye. Let politics ruin my life. I would rule my life. I wouldn't talk to anybody. So
I don't know. Some of it, sometimes I'm like, okay,
it
I think it's a dog, but it might be outside looking for
chipmunks.
Is that you?
No.
Yeah, then they're outside. They're probably digging at something. Hold on, let's pause.
Pausing.
20.
Okay, I'm gonna read about Thunderbolts spoilers.
Thunderbolt?
Yeah, the Thunderbolts coming out next week.
Hey, let's go. Come on. Hey. Ian. Ian, go. Ian. Go. Ian. Go in. Ian. Ian. I leave the door open, but...
Oh, thanks
for
that.
Hey, down with your muddy feet. Give me your feet. Give me. Take care. Come here. You're not in trouble. I just want to wipe your feet. Good girl. And 22. What is Thunderbolts?
It's the anti-Avengers movie.
Oh, is that the one with the Reds?
Red Guardian, Bucky.
Yeah.
Yolanda. Taskmaster. Ghost.
I thought that was already out.
Bob. Well, they had screenings.
Okay.
And Bob is Century/Void.
Sure, I know half of those names.
Well, Void is the villain side of Bob, and the Century is the human or the hero side of Bob.
Okay.
He has split personality.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Okay. And when's that coming out?
For us next week. For us normies. Next week.
Gotcha. I've probably seen that poster.
Yeah. It's Thunderbolts with an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
So, rumor has it there'll be two post-credit scenes and... sorry. Maybe set up for either Secret Wars or Doomsday.
Probably Doomsday. I thought Secret Wars... What?
Avengers Doom. Is it Doomsday or Doom Apocalypse?
Oh, I fucking
know.
Or
Avengers Doom. I don't know.
I don't know. That whole universe now is just so bleh. Like they've... Oh, now we're going to have to pause again.
Kai.
Hey.
Bless you.
I mean, I don't think so. I think whiskey is not as bad.
Yeah. No, and we've got so many of those, like, other bottles that, like, we had extras of that I've moved in. So I think we're okay on whiskey.
Okay.
It's mostly just the... So.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. Well, then I'm going to hit the liquor store real quick, and then Kroger, and then I'll be home. If I see anything for lunch at Kroger, great. If not, we'll fix something at home.
Okay. Love you.
Sorry. Love you, too. Bye.
No, yeah, the universe for Marvel is just so out there now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so spread out, and it's not like it's streamlined like it was for Avengers
Endgame and
just
and
all that. Whatever they wanted to call that timeline or series of movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Because even still, even during that, they had shoot-offs, like Loki right. and all
it
that. Off,
but it shot off, but it was all leaning.
Yeah, somewhere.
To that. And then it's just kind of... We after phase three, we had phase four and phase five, and now we're entering like phase six, and there was sure. nothing really happening between mm-hmm. four and five.
Yeah,
it wasn't leading somewhere.
Yeah, and it might still be leading somewhere, but it just seems like it's so garbled and miscommunicated that it's like, okay, yeah, sure, this ties into that. Okay, it just doesn't seem like anything ties in.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, is trying to get it to lead back to somewhere.
Yeah. I think it was just because there was so much hype with Endgame and all that, that it was like all those movies were actually leading towards it, and the marketing for it was like, this is the Endgame. Like, this is what we're going towards. We're going towards Thanos. We're going towards Endgame. We're going to a giant-ass battle. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it was kind of like,
like, you know, what are we gonna do? We wiped out half the galaxy, the universe. Mm-hmm. Brought everybody back. We beat the bad guy. Mm-hmm. What do we do?
And then, like two series in, they were like, "Oh, let's just do Doomsday or Doctor Doom or whatever the hell's name is."
Well, no, the original was gonna be King the Conqueror.
True. And then that controversy.
Yeah.
Which then they had to pivot. I wouldn't have pivoted. I would have just recast the actor. That's what they did in Iron Man. Like,
true.
Just recast. Nobody gives a fuck. Everybody gives a fuck about the story and the arc.
Yeah.
Recast the actor. If you really wanted
to do the Kang storyline.
Yeah. Just recast the actor.
Yeah.
Because people understand, like, oh, that guy was a fucking abusive
douche nozzle.
Yeah. So
the issue
everybody's
is,
gonna go. Yeah, that's also, why they recast.
He's also a Richards.
Who?
Kang.
Oh,
is a Richards.
Hmm.
He's related to Sue Storm and Reed Richards.
Okay, I didn't know that one.
Yeah,
but yeah, they should have just kept the original plan instead of going with Doctor Doom, which is probably a multiverse. It's Tony Stark.
It's an Iron Man who's playing as Doctor Doom.
As like he's not really the bad guy.
No, he's gonna be a bad guy.
Oh, you think so?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think he'll be a Tony Stark that
or
follows. So you know when he was like in Avengers 2,
mm-hmm.
when he won, it was like suit of armor to protect the world type thing, and saw all of the Avengers down and bleeding. So I think it's going to be a Iron Man that kept following that path with Ultron type thing.
Either that, or I think it's going to be a multiverse where he's trying to figure out who the actual one is, and then you're going to get a pivot of another reveal of a different Doctor Doom.
And he's like, I think there's
been looking for you type thing.
Yeah, I think there's going to be another Doctor Doom, because there almost has to be.
Because they don't want to make Tony Stark a villain. It's gonna be disguised as a villain, and then they're gonna come around. They're not necessarily they're gonna come around, but it's gonna be like they're gonna show like, oh, this is no, he's not the villain. Like all those Easter crumbs that they're showing they're only gonna show one side to where it makes it look like the villain, but in reality, he was actually like planning something the whole time to get the actual Doctor Doom or Kang.
Yeah,
who's a different Kang?
So. It sounds like Chris Evans is coming back.
Of course
he is.
To
Johnny Storm.
Wait, what?
Maybe.
In another reality?
Yeah, so there's rumors that he is in a post-credit scene as either Johnny Storm or the Hail Hydra Captain America.
Oh, like, so now they're just making another alternate thing to where they've got the what-ifs of superheroes?
Yeah.
I know that's a storyline, not the what-ifs, because that is a storyline, but there's a different storyline to where it's like, you know, Superman was with the Russians.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that storyline is for Marvel.
But, Well, it's not the Ultimates, right? The Ultimates. Yeah. The Ultimates is another universe.
It's the Avengers and Ultimates.
Yeah. not the 616, but like another one.
Yeah.
And the Ultimates has been pretty popular right now since the 616 has kind of lost its way.
Yeah.
I could have swore Miles Morales was the Ultimate Spider-Man. But then your Elseworld is what you're thinking about for DC, where Superman is Russian.
Yeah.
But it is kind of what ifs for everything else. But that's it's and the Hail Hydra cap is not a what if. It was part of the comics where Red Skull got the Tesseract and used its ability to change the reality of Captain America and turning him evil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, sure.
Comics be comicking.
Yeah, and I do. I actually didn't care for this last season of What If. I was okay with the ending. That was fine. But just some of the, like, itty-bitty things that they were doing, I was like, at least the first season of What If was kind of like, it was, you found out that they were leading up to something.
Yeah.
But just, you know, all the small little things here and there were pretty cool. And then the second season, it was just kind of like thrown together.
The zombies, I think, was the best part of the second season, right?
Was the zombies?
I think zombies was in the second season. I don't know.
I don't remember.
They're doing What If Zombies, where it's the whole show will just be zombies.
For the What Ifs?
Yeah.
A whole season of zombies?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
It's probably going to start with how the zombie outbreak started.
Yeah.
And then just continue down that path.
Okay. I don't know how that's going to, be good.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know how it ended in the comics. Because I think it was a one-off in the comics.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I don't know.
It should be interesting.
Yeah, I would assume so. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Don't think there's anything else going on.
No, like I said, they got the Avengers movie coming out. Mm-hmm. Nothing else is... Well, Andor's come out. There's no real good games out right now other than Oblivion.
Apparently. Yeah, I just don't know what I want with the Switch. Like, I want Mario Party. Or Mario Kart.
I want Mario Kart. I want a Zelda game. That's...
Yeah.
All I need.
There's not much that I see.
So, I'm not going to buy it until a Zelda game.
Which does suck, because Mario Kart will be very popular in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because of the... You have 24 players.
Yeah.
You have solo, but then you can also be on multiplayer.
Yeah.
Without having to be... Know the people or a weird lobby system, I think. I don't know.
Well, and that's like the one good thing about Nintendo is they don't have their own chat feature, so you could not talk to anybody, and not have to listen to all that garbage
that
gets spewed out most of the time.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't
in chats because people are stupid.
Switch two games.
So dumb. Dum, da, dum, dum, dum.
I mean, and then all the whole like, hey, buy the upgraded for all your games. Which is the part that I don't care for. Oh, Donkey Kong, don't care. They're trying to make him a thing. But sure. I'll buy it when it goes to $20 or buy it at Unclaimed Baggage or some junk like that. Metroid, never got into Metroid.
I didn't either.
Kirby, I did, but...
I did not.
I don't. Like, they've had not really... They've had weird games for Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cared for the regular old RPG type thing. I'll eventually get Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment, because I've actually enjoyed those.
That sounds great. Just going off the title, sounds amazing.
It's the warrior thing where you're like
I understand that I understand what it is. Just the title sounds great. Because you had Hyrule Warriors, and then there was the second one, which was Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity, and then Age of Imprisonment sounds amazing.
So it's Tears of the Kingdom, Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
So you've got the old champions that you're with and all that stuff. Mm. Maybe even the new ones. No. Because in this one, you're with the Age of Calamity, so you've got the old champions, i.e., Tears of the Kingdom champions, and then you have Breath of the Wild champ. No, reverse that. Old champions, new champions, same races.
Yeah.
This one is the Hylians and their champions. So they're all, they're kind of different.
Yeah.
But you have so both of them in that one eventually.
It's the first champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this one, you have the second generation champions and the third generation champions. And they act. You don't get the second generation champions until a little later, but yeah, they do come in to play. Hmm. Duskbloods, probably not, just because of I'm not an Elden Ring person.
I didn't even realize it would be an Elden Ring game.
Yep, Dark Souls, Elden Ring.
With that kind of name.
I don't know if it's like the moon tears will flow for one only in the Duskbloods, a brand new multiplayer title from the creators of Dark Souls and Elden Ring. So it's not, it's adjacent, not, it doesn't, it's not like a spinoff or whatever.
Okay.
But it's going to play just like those, probably.
Yeah.
Split Fiction.
Okay.
Don't know if I'll play it on the Switch. I mean, I'll play it. They've got it on Xbox or PC, which you need to get your PC set up so we can play it. Hades 2, I will eventually play Hades. It's a roguelike game.
Never played it.
I haven't either. Borderlands 4, I do love those games, but I don't think I'll play it on the Switch unless I've already got all the others to play. Mm-hmm. And unless it comes in a collection of like Borderlands 1 through 4.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm not going to. Cyberpunk. I don't really care. I mean, I
never finished it.
I didn't pick it up. Mainly because it was so much. They said there was so much wrong with it.
There was a lot wrong with it, but it was okay.
That's what I hate about games nowadays. It's like they will come out with it full of bugs, release it, and then slowly over 2 years finally make it the game that it was supposed to be.
They kept pushing that game to try and fix that stuff and then gave up.
But then they finally fix it. Same thing with No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Like, they...
I paid $5 to pre-order that game and then never downloaded it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I watched a video of, like, all the games that were finally the game that they advertised years later.
Yeah.
And so I might eventually go to No Man's Sky or something like that, but I just... That's why I don't try to buy games when they first released, because No Man's Sky was the reason why, because that was the first one that was like, it's a shitty ass game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
So, eventually I might pick up some of those titles, but just not on day one launch anymore. And it pisses me off, so many people pre-order games still knowing that it's not going to be good.
Right. Not
going to
be good.
Just aggravating. Other than that, anything else?
No, I did see a funny YouTube video, though. Golf. Not frisbee golf, but regular golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a football player who was a quarterback was... They were playing doubles, so he was with somebody.
Who actually knew how to play?
Yeah. So he went in and messed with their rangefinder and turned it from yards to meters.
Oh, shit.
And...
Oh, you didn't know he was doing it?
They didn't know that he did it.
Did he know he did it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
He was like, I went in and changed that thing from yards to meters. And so they, like... He did it 3 holes ago, and they used it, and they're like, they came up with a number and hit it, and they're like, oh, that's way short. And then... And so then he his partner looked and did it and did the exact same thing. And it's like, what? And then it's like, Josh Allen changed it to meters. And it's like, fuck you, Josh. And so it was very funny.
That's all.
I found very humorous. And now those videos are all coming up into my shorts with antics of Josh Allen, the quarterback the Buffalo Bills.
That's funny.
Fucking around with people, with professional golfers.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Fun times are had by some.
All right. Till next time.
Later.
Bye.
I have nothing to say here.